This is Bird Note. Cuba is home to a unique population of northern bobwhites, with plumage patterns and short bills that set them apart from bobwhites on mainland North America. But where these quail came from has been a mystery. Did humans introduce them from the mainland? If so, when, and why do they look so different? The first written record of bobwhites in Cuba is from 1839. One historical account claims that a Spaniard introduced bobwhites near Havana in the late 1700s, but that doesn't explain how they took on distinct traits so quickly. Confusingly, the same account also says bobwhites were already living elsewhere in Cuba. But recent scientific detective work may have uncovered the answer. By analyzing DNA from museum specimens, researchers show that Cuban bobwhites are hybrids, descended from two different mainland populations that arrived at two different times. It seems that bobwhites from Mexico came to Cuba sometime between the 12th and 16th centuries, possibly introduced by the island's original indigenous peoples. Then, Spanish colonists brought birds from what's now the Southeast U.S. less than 300 years ago. These new arrivals interbred with the already established birds, creating today's distinctive population. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.